Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. A motorcycle crash has taken the life of a Randolph woman. According to the State Patrol, a Chrysler 200 was southbound on Highway 316 when it crossed into Highway 61 at about 8:20 last night. The Chrysler struck a Harley-Davidson in the northbound lane of Highway 61 and was then struck by a Cadillac SRX in the southbound lane. The driver of the Chrysler, 44-year-old Heather Miller Nellermo of Hastings, was flown to North Memorial with life-threatening injuries. The report lists unknown if there was alcohol involved. There was alcohol in her passenger, 45-year-old Aaron Schultz of Hastings. He suffered no injuries. The State Patrol released the names of the couple on the motorcycle. They are 62-year-old Thomas Oddy of Randolph and 74-year-old Patricia Oddy. She sustained fatal injuries. Tom is at St. Mary's with life-threatening injuries. Neither were wearing helmets. There was no alcohol in their systems. The couple in the Cadillac are from Arizona. They suffered no injuries and neither had been drinking. City councils are putting together their budgets in preparation for possible levies. Northfield elected and city staff met on Monday night. Mayor Pownell commented,
I think it was just really an initial blush to the council. It's almost like a major information download just for the council to get a view of the different department budgets, where their status quo, where there are needs, and for the council to just really see all of that information at one time.
Administrator Mardik said,
from an operational standpoint, you know, staffing is one of our biggest cost drivers that we have. And so we did present a budget that was just kind of a status quo with our staffing levels. And then we also talked some about some staffing needs that there might be within some areas, police, our parks department, some communication areas.
One item that will come forward this year is a new pumper truck for the fire department. Northfield's share of the $620,000 vehicle is about $400,000. Mardik explains why it would come forth this year.
For a cost savings, with steel prices potentially going up as well as getting a discount for cash up front, I'd be bringing that to the next council meeting for them to consider. But
there will be additional meetings on their 2019-20 budget before a preliminary levy is set on September 28th. Currently, staff has suggested a 4.5% levy. The Northfield Fire Facility continues its renovation progress. Administrative Assistant Charlene Stanky shared pictures on the NAFR's Facebook page and an update. Yesterday, concrete was poured on the south side of the fire station where the addition to their apparatus bay is taking place to more easily house their trucks and equipment. Projected completion date for the entire renovation is April 2019. You can watch the progress from their Facebook page. The City of Northfield is in the process of preparing an ADA self-evaluation and transition plan for public right-of-way. The public is invited to submit comments or recommendations to the city's ADA coordinator, Sean Simonson, now through August 23rd. The full press release with complete contact information is on kymnradio.net. And the Defeat of Jesse James Days is right around the corner. The annual hog roast for sponsors was last night, and tomorrow night is the ambassador coronation at 6 o'clock at the Northfield Middle School. Three young women will be chosen from seven candidates. They are Caitlin Anderson, Zoe Condon, Alexis Doherty, Alyssa Coctavi, Jamie Rice, Nikki Schultz, and Gabriella Vargas. Their interviews with Wayne Eddy are online at kymnradio.net. The junior ambassadors will also be chosen. Then it's the Horseshoe Hunt, the golf tournament, the Joseph Lee Haywood Award Banquet with winners Noel and Lois Stratmone, and then Townie Night, September 6th, which kicks off the weekend of events. Sunday, September 8th, is the DJJD Walk Run. Northfield Share's Mike Krantz said participants will gather at Armory Square beginning at 6:30 a.m. with two races starting at 8 a.m.
Got, you know, a 5K run walk that's kind of a moderate layout that takes people to the streets of Northfield. And then for the more challenging course, we've got a 15K. Both of the races are going to end right in front of the old First National Bank.
Community Resource Bank is a presenting sponsor. President and CEO Denny Hansen.
And I'm on the Northfield board, Sheriff's board also. And so It's to our advantage that we get as many presenting sponsors as possible. So I was willing to share it this year with Aldi. And so we're happy that Aldi now is going to be sponsoring, being a presenting sponsor too. We will be the presenting sponsor at the starting line, and then Aldi will be the presenting sponsor at the finish line. And it's always kind of nice. Aldi's got a little food at the finish line.
New this year is chip timing for official results. They're expecting about 600 runners and walkers. This event benefits Northfield Shares, which operates as both a community endowment and a hub for volunteerism. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080.